Today she's Masechta Chulin Daf Ayin Dalad. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Dalad Omer Aleph, 10 lines from the Pap. Says the Gemara Omer Rav Menoah Milsta Omer Rabbanan. From where do we know the halachas that we discussed so extensively in our previous shir? The Misa Oisanipo, that when an animal dies, the baby, the Uber, or the Avram Hamadudolim, the Avram that are hanging on to that animal are considered disconnected. But that when an animal was slaughtered, that is not what happens. Says the Maradik Sir, because the Pasuk says, regarding Shrotzim, the Torah says, Kola Sheep Alem Mehemba Moise Yitma. The Pasuk is talking about an Aver that fell from the Sheretz. The Allah is, Kola Sheep Alem Mehemba Moise. Any aver of a sheretz that fell, yitma. And the question is, what does the Torah say? Want to say with the word memoisim? Ilay melamutei b'chayeyem. If the Torah is trying to teach us that only a dead sheretz has the ability to give off tuma, and not a live sheretz, says the Gemara that the pasuk already says b'nevlosam nafka. Because the pasuk says v'kol hashiyip alem b'nevlosam yitma. So we learn from that pasuk that the sheretz only has the ability to transmit tumah when they're not alive. So we don't need this pasuk for that purpose. El shmamina, what is this pasuk coming to teach us? That miso isanipol, when the animal dies, the loch is that what causes that the evarim that were tangling from it should be considered that they are disconnected and be able to give off tuma. But shchita, v'ein shchita in an isanipol, but shchita does not have that ability. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Adabar Havel Rava, but how can we say, ask the Gemara, that is what the Pasuk is coming to teach us? Isn't the Pasuk speaking about Shrotzim? And the discussion that we're having now is not about Shrotzim. The discussion that we're having now is about animals. Amalei, to which he said, in one of the ways that the Torah explains it is learned, the Shlosh Esrei Midos that Rabbi Shmuel often teaches us, says the Gemara, is that the pasuk says Emeini Inyan Davzeh. It says the halacha, if it's not there to teach us what it seems to be teaching us, Tenei L'Davar Acher. And that's what we're going to do here as well. Even though the pasuk speaks about Shrotzim, but as we just finished explaining, there really is nothing to be learned from where the pasuk expresses itself regarding Shrotzim. We take it and we apply it to Nei Inyul Beima. We use it to teach us halacha regarding animals. Ask the Gemara, V'katim Miboilin. But how can we say that the pasuk is coming to teach us this thing about Shchita Oisanipol or Misa Oisanipol? Don't we need that pasuk to teach us the Ke'em Misa, that only when the sheretz is like it was when it died, there was lachim, there was still moist, metamim, do they have the ability to give off tumah? Yveshim, but when they're completely dried up, ematam, they don't have that ability. So the pasuk is needed for that purpose. How could it be used for this purpose? Answers the Gemara, Trei b'maysam k'siv. The Torah says the word maysam twice. So one time that the Torah uses the word maysam is here to teach the halacha that it's only lachim, and the other one is to teach us the misa isanipol v'en shkita isanipol. So as our perek has been discussing so very extensively, the Mishnah taught us that an aver that left the uber or aver of the fetus that extends out of the body of the mother, the halach is that Ramea says that the aver gives off tumma like a nevela. It's considered aver menachai. That means even though we did shchita on the mother, but Ramea's opinion is that the shchita on the mother will not make that the aver is not considered aver menachai. And according to the Chachamim, as we learned so very extensively in our previous shir, the shchita encompasses that it should not be Aver, the Shechita accomplishes that it should not have on it Tumas Nevela, even though it won't be allowed to be eaten as a ben Bekua. Amar Rav Chisda, to which Rav Chisda comments, the machloikis that we have here between Ramei Chachamim, what does the Shechita accomplish? Does the Shechita look as if the Aver is separate from the body or not? Is Be'Aver Du B'Chai? Is only talking about the Aver of a living fetus. The according to Ramea, the Shechita separates that Aver from the body, and since the Shechita separates that Aver from the body of the Ben Pekua, that's why that Aver will now have the din of have the status of Aver Menachai, and therefore, since it has the status of Aver Menachai, it now will transmit Tumah. It will transmit Tumah to the entire Ben Pekua. Racham disagree, since this is an animal that is subject to Shechita, and therefore the halacha is that the Shechita doesn't just work for the part of the animal, the Ben Pekua that's inside, it also helps that Aver that stuck out will not have Tumas, will not have Tumas Nevela. Aval be'Aver du b'Meis, when we speak about the Aver of a dead Uber, which is not an animal subject to Shechita, Divrei HaKol Shechita Oseh Nipul. Everybody will agree that Aver will have, everybody will agree that Aver will have Tumas Nevela. Aval be'Aver du b'Meis, when we speak about the Aver of a Uber Meis, everybody will agree that the Shechita does disconnect the Nevela. Rava Amar, Rava says that K'machloikus Bezeh, the same machloikus that we have between Ramei and the Chachamim by the Aver of a Uber Chai, is that Nevela is going to have the din of Aver Menachai, opinion of Ramei. So too, Arabe and the Chama, as we just explained, disagree. Says the Gemara, Kach Machlokes Bezu, the Rabbanim will disagree, and Ramei is going to say that it has Tumas Nevela, and the Chama will hold that it doesn't. We've been discussing the concept of Shechita Oseh Nipul. So there's a question, how to learn the concept of Shechita Oseh Nipul. The simple way of learning Shechita Oseh Nipul, that the Shechita creates as if this Aver was disconnected already while the animal was alive. And therefore, since it was disconnected while the Aver was while it was still alive, that's why it doesn't transmit Tumah to the rest of the Ben Pekua. The Briskerov has somewhat of a different explanation. He says that an Aver that comes out of the animal is considered like it was born. And therefore, since it's considered like it was born, it's not considered like it's part of the animal. It's part of the Uber. And therefore the Shechita doesn't have any effect on that Aver that came out. The halacha is that the Shechita is effective, of the mother, is effective for the Uber that is alive in the mother. And therefore, the halacha looks at that uber, after that fetus after the mother was slaughtered, as if it was already slaughtered. The aver is not slaughtered, and it's not something that can be slaughtered. And therefore, it's not considered like it's part of that. It's totally separate. We learned in the Mishnah that if the animal that is spent Shema Nechai, if you have an animal that's an eighth month, doing Shechita on an animal which is in the eighth month is not going to make that the Shechita should accomplish that what you're shechting should be tar, because it's not the kind of animal that could be slaughtered. In other words, one of the halachas that we've been discussing quite often in our recent shiurim is that even shechting a treifa does accomplish something. The shechting of a treifa accomplishes that animal the shechting of a treifa accomplishes that the treifa, even though of course not allowed to eat it, will not be tamei. However, by an animal which is not a candidate for shechita, the shechita doesn't accomplish anything, because it's the kind of animal that is not, it's not that shechita will ever accomplish anything for it. And therefore, when you have an animal that's born by 8 months old, that the Gemara often says is not an animal that can survive, so it's not an animal that's called buck of its side. It's not really called an animal. It's similar to a non-kosher animal, and the shechita of such of animal, the shechita of such an animal will not make that that animal is not tummy, tummy novella, when it would not have on it a tummus, tumma, will not have on a tumma. Ask them about Tanya. Ask them, doesn't the Braisa say, the Braisa is teaching us the halacha that we've been discussing, that shechting a treifa makes that it shouldn't be tamei. That, and the Braisa asks, why is a treifa any different than a non-kosher animal? Which of course, were you to shecht a non-kosher animal, the shechita would not make it tar. And the answer is that a treifa is a type of animal which is comes from an animal which is subject to shechita. And that's why the shechita accomplishes it, that it won't be tamei. Ask the Gemara, ask the Braisa ben Shmonecha Yechiach, but why don't we bring a raya from an animal that was born by 8 months, Shabbi Sheesh B'mina Shechita, that even though it's subject to shechita, and shechita mitarasai. And therefore, the halacha is that even though a treifa, the shechita should not help. So, but the Braisa clearly here indicated that an animal born to the 8th month is considered something subject to shechita. Says the Gemara, yes, there is a case where an 8th month baby is subject to shechita. Yesh b'min shechita agav ima. It could be shech, if it's a ben pekua and you shech the mother, as we've been learning, the shechita will help for the baby as well. But tana didon, the Tanav Amishta didn't say that. Meaning the Imilei Parach. He says if somebody is subject to shechita only because it's part of a mother, that it's not considered something which is subject to shechita. Ask the Gemara, Olai Tana de Parach, that according to the Tana that just said that an 8 month old baby is subject to shechita, because when it's a ben pekua, the shechita of the mother will be affected, will be affected for it, and therefore we should be able to learn that the, and still it'll not be tahor. The same says the Gemara should be by treifa. Says treifa shechitas the b'terasa manalei. So we see that why can't we learn from a treifa from a behemoth tameya? Because the treifa is not subject to shechita, and therefore the shechita can't accomplish anything for it to make it tahor, that it shouldn't have tumas nevela, and a treifa is subject to shechita. But if we're now learning, asked the Gemara, according to the Tanav of the Braisa that was just quoted, that an animal born to the 8th month is considered in the category of an animal which is subject to shechita because it could have shechita as a ben pekua, and still the halacha is that if you shecht it, it won't help it from being tamei novela. So the fact that it's subject to shechita, says the Gemara, is obviously not a significant consideration. So therefore, why don't we say the same by a treifa? And that even though if you'll shecht it, it should still give off tuma. And the Gemara nafklem rehuda marav tuma the rav amale b'masnisatan amakra. The pasuk says v'chiyamus mer behem mashir lachem laochla hanegev and avlosa yitma. We learn from here mixes behem and metama. The words mina behema come to teach us that mixes behema metama. Mixes behema and matama. There are certain times that a behema will not give off tumas nevela, and there are times that it will give off tumas nevela. And what is the case where it doesn't give off tumas nevela? Treifa sheshachta, the halacha that we've been learning, that if a treifa is slaughtered, it doesn't give off. If a treifa was slaughtered, it doesn't give off tuma. By Rabbi Oshia, hoshid yad lamei behema. If somebody stuck his hand in to the womb of an animal, v'shachet ben teshachai, and he slaughtered as he put his hand into the womb, there was a 9 month old, there was a baby which was in its 9th month that was inside the feet, inside the womb, and you shechted it. Mahu, will it be effective shechita? And Rashi immediately points out the Gemara is being very specific when it's saying that the question is specifically by a 9 month old. By an 8 month old, as we just finished discussing, there is no discussion that it would not be effective. Because as we learned just now, that a 8 month old baby never is a candidate for its own shechita. So, Tibayla Rameva Tabana Rabbanan. And the Gemara says, this question is valid both according to Rabbanan and the Chachamim that are going to argue in the Mishnah that we have in the bottom of the Amid. According to Rameya, and even though we've been studying this entire perek, the subject of a Ben Pekua, and the subject that the shechita of the mother is effective for the baby, if the baby in the mother's womb is already 9 months old, Rav Meir will say that that is not a case of Ben Pekua. And Rav Meir will say in that case, you have to do an independent shechita on this fetus. The Chum disagree, and the Chum hold that as long as the shechita on the mother was done, as long as the shechita on the mother was done, the baby was in the mother's wound, once the shechita was done in the mother's wound, then the halacha is that it's a valid, that it works for the baby. So says the Gemara, the question that we just discussed, when somebody put his hand into the womb and checked the baby, is a question to Bailu Rameya, and it's a question according to the opinion of Rameya. Because says the Gemara, Atkam, like Rameya Ben Pekua, that if you have a baby that's already full term in the mother's womb, that normally there's a din of Ben Pekua, but here there won't be a din of Ben Pekua. At Kan Lekam Rameya Ben Pekua Tan Shechita. Till now we've been learning the halacha of a Ben Pekua requiring Shechita. Hani Mili, when did he say that? Hechad Yotzal Avir Oila, when the baby was born. But here we're speaking about when it's the baby's mother. Ava b'mei imai l'shari l'shchita. Such a shchita will not be a valid shchita. And says the Rishonim, that according to this, not only will this be the halacha according to Rameyer, but even according to Rabbanan, it could well be what the Gemara is teaching us here is that the shchita that takes place while the baby is still in its mother's womb, halachically, the halacha doesn't consider that a valid shechita. It's not a valid shechita. Maybe what the Torah is telling us is that there are 4 ways of doing shechita. 4 simanim. 2 simanim to the mother and 2 simanim on the baby. And therefore, even though the halacha is you could do shechita on the mother and the rabbanan chacham hold that it'll always be helpful for the baby, that doesn't mean that the shechita of the baby is excluded. And if you do a shechita on the baby, it'll be a valid shechita. And I saw that Rabbi Yosef Engel, as we've been saying from the beginning of the parak, who has a discussion how we look at a Ben Pekua, Rabbi Yosef Engel, as in how we learned the heter of Ben Pekua, suggests that this question may be very relevant, very related. Is it a din that the Ben Pekua shechita of the mother is valid for the shechita of the baby? Or is it because the Ben Pekua is in the mother's womb, it doesn't need shechita? The opinion that holds that the shechita, you don't have to do just shechita on the mother, you could do shechita on the baby, is opinion that there's a new halacha, that the shechita of the mother can be valid for the baby. But that doesn't exclude that you could do shechita on the baby as well. Since the halacha tells us that you could do shechita on the baby, so Gemara says you have a choice. You could do shechita on the baby or you could do shechita on the mother. The other, however, we've also discussed that it could be that the halacha Ben Pekua teaches us that a baby, while it's still in its mother's womb, is not considered an independent animal. It's considered part of the mother. If we look at Ben Pekua that way, and we look at Ben Pekua as being part of the mother, so then so it's part of a mother. When you do shechita on an animal, you obviously only do shechita on the animal. You don't do shechita on the individual organs in the animal, and therefore the shechita on the baby is not an option because it's not really a baby. It's just an organ of the mother. Says the Gemara Amar of Chanina, Tashma. We could bring a raya from the discussion we've been having in our shurim regarding the halacha of the what is the status of a shechita of a treifa, just like the shechita of a non-kosher animal doesn't make it not an avela. So too the shechita of a treifa should not be effective for not making it tamas navela. And the Mishnah differentiated that the treifa had a shasa kosher, that before it became treif, it was a candidate for shechita. Therefore, the shechita will accomplish that much that it doesn't give off tumah. A behemoth tameya never had an opportunity for shechita. Asked the Gemara, and so the Mishnah asked, what will you say regarding an animal that was born a treifa? That is an animal that never had a shasa kosher, and yet was saying that it doesn't give off truth, doesn't give off tumah. Then Isa, if we're saying that while the baby is in the mother's womb, it could be a candidate for shechita, mishkachas lo, we could have a case that even though the baby was born a treifa, it still could have be considered something that has shas kosher. Mishkachas lo, da'os lo shas kosher. The boy lev is shechta. You could have put your hand in and shechted it. So why is the Gemara saying that an animal that's born as a treifa never had a shas kosher? Amalei Rabbi Tani, says the Gemara, you could have a case that the animal, even if we'll say, so it must be, says the Gemara, that that's not an option. And you cannot do shechita for an animal while it's in the mother's womb. Says Rava, it's not true. It could well be that shechita will be valid for an animal while it's in its mother's womb. What is the bright Mishnah say that we have a case that it was never a candidate for shechita? What would be if you have the fetus in its mother's womb and it has it had 5 feet? When it has 5 feet, it's not a candidate for shechita. And therefore, since it's not a candidate for shechita from when it was created, so even if shechita is doable in the womb, it wouldn't be for this animal. And therefore, since it was never a candidate for shechita, the concept of shleis l'shas kosher is still very relevant. Even though, and we can't use this as a raya. We can't use this as a raya to the question that we are discussing, can you stick a hand into the womb and do shechita on the animal? So as we've been learning so extensively, we've been discussing the halacha of Ben Pekua. And the Torah says, and we learned from here, from the word kol, that halacha ben pekua, or we also learned it from behema b'behema. We had two different ways from this psukim to learn the halacha ben pekua. So says the Mishnah, hashachas behema, somebody shechs an animal or motzba ben shmoina, and you find it in an 8-month baby chay or meis, live or dead, or ben tisha meis, or a 9-month-old baby who's dead, and now you want to eat that fetus karoi, you could just tear it. You don't have to shecht it, because as we've been learning, that is the halacha of Ben Pekua. And Ramei will agree to this halacha. And the reason Ramei will agree to this halacha, because Ramei's opinion is that any animal which is not independently obligated in shechita, you could call it a Ben Pekua and rely on the shechita of the mother. And if that's the case, that's how we're going to understand this piece of Gemara. We're going to understand that this piece of Gemara is referring to a situation where the animal is 9 months old but dead, so it's not a candidate for shechita, or it's an 8 month old baby, which we keep on learning in our shurim, is also not a candidate for shechita. And that's what the Mishnah says. Everybody will agree that this is in the category of a ben pekua, and you'll be allowed to eat it. Umotzi stama, but the halacha is the dam of this ben pekua is asur. And it's interesting to point out the why is the dam specifically asur. The Ritva explains, if we're learning the din of ben pekua, the halacha should really teach us that the pasuk says, so we should be able to eat the dam as well. Says the Ritva, since the pasuk uses the word achila, achila means eating. Dam is not something that's eaten. Dam is something that we drink, and therefore you don't have the heter of the pasuk, this heter. The Rosh explains, the dam is considered like absorbed in the body, and it's absorbed in the body in the of the animal. And just like the dam of the mother may not be eaten, this dam is no different. The other explained that the chalif of the uber is part of the uber, but the dam is separate, and therefore the dam is not considered part of the uber, and therefore it doesn't have the heter of the uber. The chalif is considered part of the uber. And since the chalev is considered part of the uber, if we're learning here that the dam is mutter, we're learning here that the uber is mutter, that must extend to the dam as well. There's an interesting question that the Pesachic Tshuva quotes from Rabbi Kiva Eger. We're saying that the ben pekua is mutter, but the question is, what will be the halacha of the milk of the ben pekua? Is that, will there be is a bus b'cholav on that milk or not? And it seems that Kivega says that there isn't, but the Noi de Behuda says that there would be. Continues the Gemara, but now continues the Mishnah. Motzah ben teshachai. But if the animal that was found in the mother is a 9 month old baby, Ramey's opinion is ta'an shechita. Here we don't have the heter of a ben pekua. Here a mayor holds that since it's already old enough to have its own shechita, it must have its own shechita, and it's also chayiv. And Oisas Benoy, as we're going to learn, we're not allowed to shecht the mother and its baby the same day, so we're not going to be allowed to shecht the mother of this fetus and the baby on the same day. Divrei Rameya. It's interesting to point out that the Balamar holds, however, that if this uber dies without shechita, even Ramey will agree that the shechita of the mother will make that it's not considered an avela. The Ramban disagrees. The Chum say that we've been learning the halacha ben pekua, and the halacha ben pekua doesn't make a difference what is the baby. There's halacha ben pekua that's always is applicable, and therefore shechitas Imai mitarosai, the shechita of the mother will work for this baby. Rav Shimon Shazuri says, afilo ben chamei shana v'chayish basada, you have a ben pekua that's 35 years old and working in the field, shechitas amai imai mitarosai, it's a ben pekua and the shechita of the mother affects it. Matza ben tisha chai, karoi, if you, however, did not shech the mother, and you open it up and you have this 9 month old baby, Tan Shechita, there it has to have its own Shechita, because you didn't have the mother's Shechita. And therefore, since you didn't have the mother's Shechita, you have to have this animal will have to have its own independent Shechita. When we learn the Mishchleikis and the Mishnah between Ramei and Chachamim, that if the baby in the mother's womb is a 9 month old baby, what is its status? So Rashi explains that Ramey's opinion is that as soon as it comes to full term, it's 9 month old, the halach is the shechita of the mother is not effective. The Chacham hold that when would the shechita of the mother not be effective? When you have it born, and when you have it come to full term, And besides that it came to full term, it also was born. But if you don't have both consideration, that you have to have, that you had a full term and born, so then his opinion will be that the shechita will not, will of the mother will still be effective for the baby. The Mefarshim point out, the Drisha asks, what is the Mishnah teaching us? Of course, that if there was no shechita on the mother, you have to have shechita on the baby. So says the Tosfos Yontif, the halacha of Ben Pekua is learned from the pasuk Kol Behemot Teichelu, and we would maybe say that anything that's found in the mother, even if it didn't have any shechita, is mutter. That's why the halacha teaches us that that's not true. The fact that this baby was found in the mother's womb in itself is not enough of a reason to say that it doesn't need shechita. What's needed is the shechita of the mother. And absent the shechita of the mother, the baby cannot become mutter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yishya, L'chilchul Chamim, when the Chamim speak about a Ben Pekua and say that the shechita of the mother is effective, El Aliske Shechita B'Vad. That's when Aloch is that we don't have to have an independent shechita. But as far as other halachas are concerned, the halacha is like it's a full-fledged animal. Ask the Gemara, Lemutimai, what do you want to teach me with this halacha? Says the Gemara, Lemalcha Chalba V'Gitai, the chalev and the Gitanosha of this animal are considered usur. And since it's an animal and it comes out from its mother's womb, it's considered like an animal as far as these halachas are concerned, and the chalev of the animal and the gid will be usur. Ask the Gemara, chel b'demai, what are we trying to say? We're teaching this halacha about the chalev. Ilei mechel b'deshlil, it was saying the chalev of the ben pekua. Ask the Gemara, v'miflik polig, isn't that a subject of a machlokes? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, gid anosha noig b'shlil, there's a din of gid anosha on this ben pekua, v'chel b'asa divi rameya. If you don't mean any noig b'shlil, the halacha of gid anosha doesn't apply to it. And furthermore, v'chel b'mutter, and there's no problem of a chalev. V'ama, Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yishya, machlokes, this machlokes that we just quoted, is by an animal that's ben tishachai, v'olch ramele shitasei, that says that even if the mother was slaughtered when this nine-month-old baby, this full-term baby, is in its mother's womb, the halacha is that it still needs its own shechita. So it's considered an independent animal. Since it's considered an independent animal, obviously the halacha will be that it requires the chalev and gir of it are also. Rabbi Yehuda holds that just like no matter how old the baby is, if the shechita of the mother took place while it is still in its mother's womb, that the halacha is that it's mutter, so too the chalev and the gid of that baby are part of the mother. And since the chalev of the gid are part of the mother, so it's part of this baby, which is like an organ of the mother, and therefore the halacha will be that it's mutter, because it's not really considered chalev and gid of a behema. Ella, says the Gemara, chalba the gid, says the Gemara, what Rabbi Ishi meant to say was the chalev of the gid. Remeya holds that the shechita is matrit, even though miflik polig. That is the question. The Tanya Gid Anosha, when the Torah speaks about us not being allowed to eat the Gid Anosha, mechatech achra, we have to get out all of the chalev. The Gid Anosha is located next to the thigh bone of an animal, and it's like in a semicircle, and there are veins that exit from it, and they all have to be removed. The Tanya Gid Anosha Mechatat Achrav become Makam Shuhu. We have to eliminate all of the veins that are part of the Gid Anosha. Divra Meir. If you don't make Gaimim Meshufi, we just scrape it off. The Ramey says, become Makam Shuhu, that even by a shlil, the halacha is that you have to take it out entirely. So now that the Gemara has identified that their machlokes has nothing to do regarding the shechita, says the Gemara, Eli itma hachi itma. Amar b'loza amar b'aisha lechilchu by the Chamim didn't differentiate between an 8 month by a 9 month bali. Ella iskei b'chil b'vad. The halacha is that you can eat it without shechita. You can eat it all, and lamuti ravai. The halacha is that if somebody has a relationship with that animal, that's considered like you did revia and you chayiv misa. And similarly, if chayrish ba, if somebody did klayim with a bambakua, you chayiv as if you did klayim, if you mix two different animals or you work two different animals together. Regarding those halacha, the halacha is that the bambakua is considered an independent animal. The Mishnah Masech Krisos teaches us when we speak about the Isser Dam, and the Dam Isser of eating Dam is a very serious Isser. There's a Chiv Karis feeding Dam, but the Gemara over there identifies there are different types of Dam. There's Dam Shanefesh Yotzeba, the Dam that comes out when you kill the animal. For that, there's a Chiv Karis. There's Dam Hatamsis that comes out afterwards. Chamahold, that for that dam there's no karas, only a lav. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chiv karas for dam as well. And then there's the dam that are found in the organs of the animal, which is only, everybody agrees, is only a lav. Says the Gemara, Amr Shim Melakish, the Divrei Amata Bechelboi, the dam that says that the chaylev, the chacham, the opinion of Yehuda, that says the chaylev of a bempekua is mutter, he'll say mata bedamai. The dam will also be mutter. And on the other hand, he says ledivrei. That was Rabbi Huda's opinion. Ledivrei oisu bechalboi. Rabbi Meir says that if the fetus is a 9 month old, full term fetus, the halacha is the chaylev is aser. Oisu bedamai, the dam will also be aser. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is af ledivrei hamata bechalboi. Even the man that says that the chaylev is mutter, he will agree that oisav adamai the dam is aser. Eisav riachon reshim elakish. But we learned in our Mishnah, kairi mitzis damai. So we see that this was by 8th month, and the halacha is that you can never eat the dam of a bentakua. Amar Reb Zera says Reb Zera, where Reb Shlokish said that it's mutter according to Yehuda, he didn't mean that it's completely mutter. He meant that ain onish karis. But of course, we may not eat it. There's a lav. Says the Gemara, according to Shlokish, what did he mean to say? Leman Kamrinan. What did he mean to say? He's saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chaylev is mutter, and therefore asked lo yehei el adam tamsus. But as we said in our introductory remarks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even dam tamsus, there's a chi of karis. Why is there this any worse than the Dama Tamsis? As the Bryce teaches us, the Tanya, Dama Tamsis Bazhara, this a Dama Tamsis is alive, Rav Yehuda Bekaris, answers the Gemara Tigmar of Yosef Reid of Salach Sid, the Kamed Rav Papa. This lay, Rav Yehuda learns that the Pasuk says, Dam v'chol dam. The reason he says the Schiv Karis by Dama Tamsis is because the Pasuk says, V'ish ish ashiyachul kol dam. So not only is the dam, the dama nefesh, chiv karis, but the dama tamtzis is also. Kol hech ne mechayiv dama nefesh. So when there's a chiv karis and a dama nefesh, mechayiv dama tamtzis. So that's when you'll have a chiv lav and dama tamtzis. But by ben pekua, we don't have such a halacha. Kol hech ne mechayiv dama nefesh of a ben pekua. Therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that you're not mechayiv on the dama tamtzis. The Torah teaches us the one has to do pinyan petach hamor. The halacha is that you take any animal, any sheep, even in the keva, even a balmum, and you redeem the petach hamor, the firstborn donkey, on that seh. And the fact that the seh is worth less than the donkey doesn't bother us. Because hegdash achilah shava pruta, any hegdish that we redeem on any is mutter. is a valid pigeon, but it may not be dead. A dead animal you can't use for pigeon petach hamar, nor can you use any other item than a seh for pigeon petach hamar. So now ask the Gemara, Bailu, ma'alif this ben pekua. If you have a seh which is a ben pekua, could such an animal be used for pigeon petach hamar? Says the Gemara, leave the Ramei to Bailach, the kivin the amatan shchita. Since Ramei says that when it's a full term fetus, it's going to require shchita, so then semalihu, it's considered a full fledged animal. And since it's considered a full fledged animal, certainly it's subject to pigeon petach hamar. Kiti Bailach, I leave the Rabbanan. The question is according to the Rabbanan, the Amri, shchitas ima meterasai, that as long as the baby was in its mother's womb, it's considered a pen pekua. What will be its status as far as pigeon petach mamai, kiven the army shchitas ima mitarasai, since we're saying the shchita of the mother is effective, it doesn't require its own shchita, kibistra b'dekulahu, it's just like hanging meat, and therefore it can't be used for petach mamar. I don't know, kiven the rod v'osel, since it walks around or runs around like a regular animal, sakarinaba, it's considered a full-fledged animal. And here, too, I saw that the Achroidim suggest that the question that we've been speaking about so often about Ben Pekua is going to be relevant here, too. If we say that the reason the Shechita of the mother works for the Ben Pekua, because one Shechita works for both, so that means it is an independent animal, but we're learning that the Shechita of the mother is effective for it as well. But if we're going to learn in Hilchos Ben Pekua that the Ben Pekua is considered like an organ of its mother, if we're going to learn that the Ben Pekua is considered like an organ of its mother, you can't do, as we said in our remarks, pigeon with an organ. You have to do pigeon with an animal, and the Ben Pekua is not an animal, it's an organ. Says the Gemara, Mazutra Amar Ein Padim. Mazutra says you can't use a Ben Pekua for pigeon petach hamar v'rashi Amar Padim. Amalei Rav Ashi L'mazutra. My datach, why do you say not? The Gemara says some psachim, that just like we can't use a Ben Pekua for Karban Pesach, and the reason we're trying to explain, because a Ben Pekua is no different than an animal that was born by cesarean. It was just taken out of its mother's womb. We didn't do a regular birth. So therefore, just like the Ben Pekua can't be used for Karban Pesach, it can't be used for pigeon petach hamar. But imal lahalan, but why? How could you use that kseir shava? Imal lahalan zocher, for pigeon petach hamar, you have to use a male animal. It may not have a mum. Uben shana has to be a year old. Afkan bechit zocher ben tam. Ben Shana, if you're learning the law of pinyin petach hamar for Karban Pesach, you should have to have these requirements. So obviously we don't have these requirements. So why are you learning this way? Says Rev Zutra to Rev Ashi, the pasuk when it speaks about pinyin says v'chol petach hamar tifta b'seh v'am sifta v'raftai. Reba, there's a special ribui that even though the animal is a female and even it's a ben Balmum, and even if it's older than a year, the halacha is you could use a pigeon petach hamar. So that's what, but it doesn't tell us that you could use a ben bekua. To which Rav Ashi says to him, "E tifta riba." If you're saying that the Torah used the extra word tifta, and that's why you could use all these types of animals for pigeon petach hamar, then I feel it called mili ami. So then the halacha should be a ben bekua is also kosher. To which says Ramazatra, says my Hanilei, but we have a Gzeri Shava that connects Dalocha Pidyon Petach Hamar to Karban Pesach. So says the Gemara that we're using it that to teach us that we use the Mir to say Ben Pekua is disqualified, and we use the Ribu to tell us that an Akeva and Balmum can be used. Why do we say it that way? Because since, as we said earlier, that a Ben Pekua is treated like animal, not like an animal, it's treated like a piece of meat. So therefore, it makes sense that it can't be used for pigeon petach hamar. Whereas the other halachas Nekeva, Balmum, are animals, and that's why it makes sense to say that it is subject to Petach. It can be used. As we know, when we speak about Tumah, there's a Viavaisa Tumah, there's a Ava Tumah, there's a Rishonal Tumah, there's a Sheni Tumah. The person who touches something that's Tameh always goes down one Madrega, one level. If somebody touches an Ava Tumah, it becomes a Rishonal Tumah. A Rishon, you touch a Rishon, becomes a Sheni. Ibailuhu, if we find a 9-month-old baby in its mother's womb after the Shechita, that we're learning that the Shechita of the mother is what makes it kosher. You don't have to have its own Shechita. Ma'alunas by Reish Mishani. If Ava Tumah touched the mother, is it so, will the mother become a Rishon and he a Sheni, or is he going to be a Rishon as well? Rabbi Yochanan Maimon by Reish Mishani. The baby and the mother are considered two separate entities. He views it like a walnut, the nuts in the shell of the walnut, that they're considered one as far as Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Ask the Gemara, we learned in a Mishnah on Ayin Beis that if the Uber stuck out his hand and we shechted the mother, and then we separate the hand, the meat of that uber that has Tumas Nevela, it has on a Tumas Nevela, and it touches the uber that became, and it becomes Tamei with Tumas Nevela, Divir Emeya. Machlokes that we've discussed. L'chamayimrim, magatreif v'shchuta. It's treated like an animal which is a treifa that was slaughtered that doesn't give off Tuma. Says the Mar Bishlam, says Rishlak Bishlam, the deep, according to me, who says that the Umar and the mother are considered one. So how did this become Tamei? We know nothing can give off Tuma. No food can give off Tuma without getting wet. It must have got without Heksha Tuma. So got wet with the dam of the mother. And that's what makes it susceptible to Tuma. Even though, and even if the dam did not touch the uber, because the uber and the mother are one, and the mother had dam, and that affects the uber as well. El didach, that you consider them, he says, two separate animals, two separate entities. So yes, the mother became mukhsh l'kabel tumah, but how did that affect the baby? But ma'is kasher, amalei b'shchita. The shchita became mukhsh l'kabel tumah through the act of Shechita. Rav Shimon says that the act of Shechita without dam makes something Mukhsh L'Kabel Tumah. And therefore, since the mother's Shechita affected the child, therefore it's considered Hukshar. Eser Rav Yochanan Shimon Lakish, that we learned in a Braisa that a 9-month-old, a full-term baby that's found in the mother's womb and became mutter with the Shechita of the mother, of a Benar, if it traveled through a river, Hukshur, that's how it became Hukshur. Holach lebeis akvaris, and then if afterwards it went to beis akvaris, it becomes Tamei, because it was already Mukhsh lekabel tumah. Bishlam ladidid aminitrei gufi ninu, according to my opinion, that the Uber and the mother consider two separate entities, Mishim hachim, that's why it has to have its own Hukshur. Hukshur in loy Hukshur loy. El didach damrit chad gufahu, what if it's considered the same with the mother? Why does it have to have its own hechsher by walking through the river? Hechsher b'damei de'imei, it became mukhsher through the mother shechita. So why isn't this a proof that it's considered separate? Not like you, Reish Lakish, to consider it one. And since the Gemara, we're talking about a shechita yevishta, that the animal, there was no dam that came out by the shechita. And we're also not agreeing with Rav Shimon that shechita shechita makes it mukhsha without any dam. And therefore, you have to have it go in the river to become mukhsha. Ask the Gemara, Man Tana, who says that a ben pekua is tamei, even though that it's alive? Because, and we're saying that's considered like an oichel. Normally, animals are not makabel tumah by life. We're saying ben pekua is different, and therefore, of a benar hukshar, And therefore, holochel basic kvaros nitma. Arm of Yachar of Yosef Galili. The Tanya of Shimon Galil of Shimon Elazar Oymer Shimon Yosef Galili ben Bekua and Metamet to Mesaychlin. Because since you can eat the ben Bekua without shchita, it's considered a food and it requires hechsher. Chamer any Metamet to Mesaychlin of Neshuchai, even though it's a ben Bekua and it doesn't need shchita, still since it's a living animal, any living animal. Their opinion is, any matamah tumas eichlam doesn't give off tumas eichlam.